This is the Scott Becker Business Podcast with a business update for October 26th. Six or seven key stories today. The first story, and a fascinating story to people, is the Department of Justice investigation into Google. Here, the DOJ is investigating the Google-Apple business arrangement where Google pays Apple billions of dollars a year, estimated at maybe $8 to $10 billion, to appear first in sort of to be the key search engine for Apple. Apple and Google say that the arrangement is no different than any kind of arrangement where a product supplier pays like a grocer or Best Buy for premium shelf space. The Department of Justice says the arrangement allows Google to maintain a near monopoly in search. This is just the beginning of what is likely to be a long lawsuit and investigation. People think that this arrangement may lead to up to 20% of Apple's profits, and it's critical for Google's search engine, as at least 50% of Google searches come from Apple devices. So sort of a fascinating story in progress. Three or four other stories today. Second story, Dunkin' Donuts and Dunkin' Brands is looking to sell in a go private transaction for about $9 billion to a PE-driven company, Inspire Brands. Inspire Brands owns Arby's, it owns Buffalo Wild Wings and some other brands, but sort of the constant movement of capital to private equity. Third, another private equity story, Thoma Bravo, a Chicago-based fund that invests in software and technology, has just closed on a $23 billion fund, or $22.8 billion in funds, a third largest fundraising to date, but it just, again, indicates the amount of the capital world that's moved towards private equity. Fourth, Amex reports that travel and entertainment spending is down about 70% year over year in the third quarter. This has caused challenges for Amex's revenues, which are down 20%. It also says that consumer spending overall is up, but the sort of headline is huge negative impact on travel and entertainment spending. Fifth story is a COVID story. COVID-19 cases hit a peak, or maybe not a peak, but a record number of new cases this week. One day they reported 81,000 new infections. This is a mix of increased testing and increased COVID amongst communities. Very similar things are happening across Europe. Hospitalizations in the U.S. are up. Deaths have stayed relatively even, about 400 to 500, reflecting the fact that both treatments are getting better, as well as the fact that many infected are younger versus older, and thus the case numbers are way up, hospitalizations are up, deaths are not up that bad. Sixth and finally, one more private equity story. Big pension funds are going slow in renewing with Apollo. Apollo is the mega private equity fund that is founded by Leon Black. Leon Black is being investigated for his relationships with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, is the disgraced financier who had lots of relationships with underage girls, and he had been found to have committed suicide in jail. Big pension funds, the Connecticut Pension Fund, the Pennsylvania Pension Fund for their teachers, and other funds have said they're going to hold off on further investing with Leon Black's funds until the internal investigation being conducted by an outside law firm, Decker Rhodes, is completed. So it's sort of a fascinating situation. So again, six or seven big stories today. Apple Google investigation, Amex's travel and entertainment spending way down, a couple of big private equity purchases and fundraisings, as well as Dunkin' Donuts likely going private. So a whole number of things going on in the world. Thank you for listening to the Becker Business Update today, October 26th. Thank you.